This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All about the fight against breast cancer.
Let's get the party started. Pink!
Pink handguns, pink toilet paper, pink fracking.
Robert Scott Bell.
Ebola in America.
The deadly and contagious virus.
Ebola may spread throughout the USA.
If you've been paying attention to the news lately, you might have heard we're all going to die.
Game over, man. It's game over.
I can't find any real legitimate doctor that thinks smoking marijuana is good for anybody. Sure, it may relieve pain temporarily, but a fifth of Jack Daniels might do the same thing, and nobody's calling that medicine, right?
Right.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hi, who's ready to rock the health world with me this evening? Well, it is Outside the Box Hump Day. Well, Ty Bollinger will be ready. You know it. I got a great new picture. It's fun. We took last week at Vitality Bistro. Ty and I laughing. I just love that. The power to laugh is yours, and we have a good time together. We do. Covering serious issues, and there's plenty of serious issues to cover tonight on the cancer front, but also on the vaccine front. And we've got news about Rand Paul. Is he now a shill for a corporatist of Monsanto? What kind of crazy world is going on here? We got Neil Miller, special guest, joining us to talk about vaccines and the homeoprophylaxis seminar coming up in Dallas, Texas, October 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. I hope you can join us there. And a whole host of other things, including a question of the day about what I do not know. Super Don is at the ready. And he's also on birth watch. He's going to be grandpa again. Jeez. Didn't he tell your kids any? No. I guess once you had one, it's all right. Keep going. I'm assuming that's what Super Don's doing tonight. Birth watch, he says. All right, we got, let's see, who's on the board? We got all kinds of things going on. I've just got so much swimming through my... You know what I want to talk about first before I get into any stories? This morning I was on with reservations, hotel reservations. I'm not going to name the company. I don't want to get anybody in trouble. It was a good call. No, it's not a bad call. And I was calling to make reservations because we've got the Health Freedom Coalition. I hear Super Don now. There you are, Super Don.
Okay, here we are.
Grandpa
I was
times
talking
two
to myself,
or what?
Yes.
You were. Grandpa times two coming up or what?
Yeah, at any moment here. So I'll apologize in advance that in the event that the event starts to happen, I will have to duck out momentarily to, in this day of high technology, I'm actually going to be able to watch the birth from here in Austin.
All right. You don't gag on things like that? You're okay with that?
I might have to avert my eyes.
I got to be a little
actually.
Bit. Little,
I can't
little bit
stand
awkward.
That, but it is cool that I'll you know that being able to witness something like that.
Yeah.
You know, she's up in Arkansas. It's going to be a cool thing. So we will see. We're just standing by.
Congratulations to B. May it all go well. All right. So speaking of kids, of course, that's why the vaccine issue is so near and dear to our hearts here, talking about protecting kids without poisoning them, without intoxicating them. I was on the phone with reservations, hotel reservations, and I happen to be a member of this organization, but you know, you're one of those frequent users of the hotel. And so they actually greet you. I'm like, wow, I didn't even realize I was a member, but somehow it's all linked in. Everybody knows everybody now. And so I say, yes, I'd like to make a reservation. We got the Health Freedom Coalition, big conference in Minneapolis, St. Paul. And, you know, here's the code word to give me the good deal, right? And she starts looking, this woman, she says, hi, my name is, I thought she said Phoebe. And Phoebe, they ruined that name for me with Friends in the 90s, Phoebe Buffay. But she didn't. She clarified it. She said Stevie, like Stevie Nicks. I said, oh, cool, all right. And she said immediately, said, oh, that sounds like a really great conference. What are you guys going to talk about? Oh, health freedom issues, you know, the vaccine issue. Our featured speaker is professor, PhD, Brian Hooker. He's going to talk about the CDC whistleblower story. Do you know about that? no, what's that all about? And I basically, in a nutshell, said this researcher admitted that they corrupted or hid data that indicates a triple the risk for young African-American boys if they get the MMR shot on time. She's like, oh, my gosh. And she was an African-American woman I was talking to. But she says, I knew that. You know, I told my daughter not to vaccinate her kids. And once we got the Gardasil shot, one round, we said, no more. And now that she's married, they found out she's infertile. She can't have children. And I said, you know, that's one of the known effects of the Gardasil shot, creating infertility in the women, particularly the girls, the women that get the shot. And she was just lit up. I mean, this was definitely her, as she said, this was the best reservations call I've ever taken. And I wanted to say, but wait, there's more. I'm calling her for reservations, and she's going, wow, this is awesome. And I said, you know, thank you for helping me with the Minneapolis-St. Paul thing, but I've got to modify my reservation for Dallas, Texas for the October 2nd through 4th event on homeoprophylaxis. What's that? Well, we talk about preventing disease without vaccination, using homeopathy and other things. She says, I'm from Dallas. I want to go. Well, I gave her the website, and she, you know, it was like orchestrated from above, and she gets chills with this happening. And I thought this is really interesting, really cool, because it relays to me the fact that there are many, perhaps millions of people who are not yet plugged in to the Robert Scadell Show, to Natural News, to what we call the new media or Media 2.0, where we relate without corporate influence. All of the things that those global corporations, those mega governments, those regulators and big media will not tell you, particularly as it comes to vaccines, among other things like cures for cancer, for instance, which is why what Ty Bollinger has done is so extraordinary and continues to do. So I had this great conversation, and she's lit up. She's so excited. She can't wait to tell everybody. And just, again, it dawns on me that the people out there know what's going on some level. And for her, it was a gut level. It was an intuition. Like after the first shot, she stopped, for instance. She says, I know this something's wrong here. But there isn't the, how would you say it? I'm not going to say it's confirmation, maybe affirmation, but some level of validation out there that you're not alone, right? Because if you watch CNN or Fox or MSNBC or any of the major networks, anytime they bring up a controversy around vaccination, it's very isolated, and then but they say vaccines are safe and effective. Vaccines are safe and effective, and if you question them, you're a vax. What do they call it? I don't even remember the term. Is it vaxxer, non-vaxxer, anti-vaxxer? Anti-vaxxer, right? They made that term up. And so you don't have the comfort and confidence when you're on your own or perceive that you're alone. And that is a planned, if you will, silence. A planned suppression of information, because they know the moment they cover this honestly, the issue of vaccination, it's over. The jig is up. The news is out. They finally found him, right? That is where you're no longer a renegade, because you are in the company of millions of Americans and millions of people around the world who are now seeing through the lies of the vaccine industrial complex. And so you'll never know, as I guess my point is, when you're talking with someone offhand about something, how they have had an experience, and they just need to have it heard and be acknowledged. And then suddenly they're on board, and then they want to know more. And then you can start sending them to the Robert Scott Bell Show, to Natural News, to other places, or the conferences that we talk about here. So, super cool conversation, unexpected conversation today as I'm making reservations for both events, Super Don. So that was a really fun way to start the day, I have to say.
I agree. I mean, it's always cool to run into people like that. You know, it's just, it's totally organic. And when one of our favorite words, right?
It's biologique.
Yeah. When it happens organically like that, you know, you have to sit there and wonder, you know, I mean, the universe is telling you something.
Exactly. And we got Neil Miller talking vaccines with us, homeoprophylaxis seminar coming up at the bottom of the hour. Whom do you trust? Mom bloggers? Scientists? New article over at the Alliance for Natural Health. And we have it linked up in the show notes as soon as Op-Ed gets them done at robertscottbell.com. And it really talks about what Cheryl Atkinson has said, astroturfing. Like we talked about the Kevin Falta garbage at University of Florida. Here's $25,000, Kevin. Do what you want. Do your worst to anybody who questions GMOs. Go after the food babe. You know, the Freedom of Information Act request revealed that. Well, they also kind of court mommy bloggers, and they bring them in and wine and dine them and pay them money to come to this three-hour invitation-only brunch at the company's research and farm facility in Northern California. And then they unleash them to go, anybody that is against GMOs is against feeding the world. Go out and take care of that for us. And so they become these astroturfers that have been bought, if you will, on a low scale, very cheaply by Monsanto, as opposed to Falto's demanding, you know, 25 grand. And then he's happy to say, I will do my best. I will make it worth your while, right? The 25 grand that he was given. And then they're also doing it with science bloggers. They're getting that support as well. These are the skepducks and the like that attack anybody who questions GMOs and such. So we have a preponderance of even going on the web. You can't rely upon, not that you ever could, like it's the Wild West, but I think that's a good thing, where you get to hear all of the opinions, even a lot of bunk and garbage, but you get to decipher and you get to see who's paying whom for what and assess for yourself. Let your gut be your guide. Let your conscience be your guide. Let your brain, your mind, think, question. We talk about that with Dr. King all the time. Question everything. Think about these things. Teach your children how to think about things as opposed to accepting carte blanche, whatever's told to you by experts or elitists. And that goes for you, Rand Paul. A little bit in the doghouse today. Didn't want to say that.
Splaining to do.
You got some splaining to do. We'll have to talk to Norm Singleton about this, but he looks like he might be turning into a Monsanto shill. Or either that, he's just getting bad information. He's politicking and saying, hey, you know, the feeding the world thing, maybe not a bad idea. I don't know where he's getting this idea, but he's coming out against GMO labeling. And the freedom of the people to decide on the state level is where you would go if you're a constitutionalist at this level. And I've said many times, being a libertarian doesn't mean you're against all government intervention in the marketplace, especially when you've given carte blanche to artificial creations of the state. This is not free entities. These are artificial creations of the state, granted license to exist by the state. And although there are humans that participate within them, they are shielded from liability. Therefore, they are given special privileges. They are no longer free, sovereign humans operating in a corporate veil. And I think there's a distinction that needs to be made there. And therefore, I have no problem regulating the hell out of, not that you can, because there's hell all in it, Monsanto in the biotech industry.
Well, you know, there's a good point to be made here about Rand Paul that, you know, with him being concerned about the Constitution, you know, like we believe that he is, where is his statement about the Dark Act, which the Dark Act takes
violating
away the rights of the states,
violating the 10th Amendment
laws.
All right, we got to take a break here. Arthritis, risk of poverty, poverty, risk of repeat hospitalizations. What do these things all have in common?
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Can you hear the...
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Medical research journalist Neil Miller will be joining us at the bottom of the hour. He's director of the Think Twice Global Vaccine Institute, and he'll be with me at the Homeo Prophylaxis, a worldwide choice for disease prevention, weekend in Dallas, Texas. I hope you'll plan on being there. But for now, we got to deal with arthritis. No, not me, although I have. Super, I don't know if I've ever talked about it, but at one point I did have gout. Have you ever had gout?
I have never had gout, but you know what? The one pharmaceutical commercial that has always stuck in my head is the one that they had for a drug called Uloric.
Yeah, I remember that.
And that was a drug for gout. And for some reason, the guy running around town with this giant beaker full of uric acid.
Lovely, right?
For some reason, it's always stuck in my mind. But no, I've never had gout, but I have known people who have.
Yeah, in my recovery process, this is so many years ago, I woke up one day and I thought, wow, did I hit my elbow? What happened? Right? And it just started getting more and more inflamed, red, painful, immobilized. I'm like, dude, this really sucks. And I went, my mentor was still alive at the time, and I asked him what's going on here. He says, that's a classic gout. Now, people think gout can only happen in your toe, but no, it's not true. It can happen almost anywhere, as it's an acute response to an overwhelming amount of that metabolic waste, primarily uric acid, that the liver is not able to metabolize efficiently and convert into the salt of the acid, like sodium urate, into urine, so you can peeing on out, let's just say it that way. And if you get overwhelmed, you're dehydrated, your liver congested, you eat far too much protein for your activity levels, for instance, and you can't metabolize all of that, that can be a temporary acute explosion or bioaccumulation of the uric acid in particular weak areas. And it could be the elbow, it could be the fingers, it could be the toe, right? And, so do you take a drug? A lot of people do, because it kills the pain. but it also kills your liver and kidneys even more, so it makes you worse. You could drink cherry juice concentrate, but forbid the cherry manufacturers, growers, to mention that it can do this and relieve and reverse these arthritic inflammations. And you can, of course, do things to support your liver, coffee enemas, extra milk thistle, loads more selenium, lots of molecular hydrogen water, right? Echo water, for instance. These things will flush this stuff on through. But they're not taught that. And so these arthritis victims, particularly in elder years, are increasingly at risk of what they call poverty. Poverty. Like, arthritis causes poverty now. Never mind that they don't know what causes arthritis, even though we do. And it's not just metabolic waste. In simpler times, that's all it was. Now you've got all kinds of environmental toxicity. But that
here's something, it just kind of begs the question. Are there any other medical conditions that you could put into there? Let's say you take arthritis out there. Could you put in there back pain?
Sure.
Hemorrhoids could cause poverty, right?
Yeah, if they're bad enough. I mean, the thing is, you can't work when you're bleeding over everything. I'm just saying.
I think it's very opportunistic that they're using arthritis as the one. Obviously, somebody wanted to make a point about arthritis.
Sure, we need more funding for arthritis research to help these people. They need more drugs, etc. But the drugs are also driving them into poverty, and this leads us to our second poverty story of the day. Poverty may increase odds of repeat hospitalizations. It's like, wait a second, isn't it the other way around? Increased hospitalizations will lead to poverty because you won't be able to pay for them. And certainly the government doesn't have the money, even under Obamacare, to pay for them all. In fact, they're being penalized, these hospitals, for readmitting patients too soon after they were just in the hospital. And this story is almost another moment of duh, but it says patients 85 and older are more likely to return to the hospital within 30 days of being sent home than people a decade or two younger. Well, no duh. I mean, you think about the assault that you are undergoing in a hospital setting. How many drugs are they giving you? How many dietitians have given you Jell-O to eat, right? How much dehydration goes on in it? I mean, it's a nightmare. If you survive the hospital, you don't want to go back. But many people in their frail years no longer can withstand that assault, and so they end up back in the hospital, ironically. And the point of this is, of course, each time you go in, you become more poor. But the argument here is that poverty is driving you back into the hospital because you supposedly don't have another option. Well, you don't have another option because the government has basically sanctioned monopoly, patent, toxic pharmaceutical FDA-approved medicine. Not what? Detoxification techniques, not proper hydration, not selenium. Not carnivora, right? All the things that we know actually work. Not fulvic acid from Doc Newsom, for goodness sake. Or even Life Change Tea. My goodness, drink some tea, people with arthritis. Get the liver moving and detoxifying. Get hydrated. And you will reverse not only the disease, but the poverty of a drug-based consciousness that leads you to believe you're suffering from a drug deficiency when you are not. They don't exist. Nor does vaccine deficiency diseases exist, do they? No, they don't. Neil Miller will confirm that with us as we talk more vaccines and homeoprophylaxis after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Scott Bell Show.
Ty Bollinger coming up second hour to go outside the box with me. My first guest this evening, this afternoon if you're on the West Coast, Neil Z. Miller, medical research journalist and the director of the Think Twice Global Vaccine Institute. And that's at thinktwice.com. We've got it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Devoted the last 25 years to educating parents and health practitioners about vaccines, encouraging informed consent and non-mandatory laws, 25 years. This is interesting, Neil. I mean, that's when I became a homeopath, 25 years ago. So we've got an interesting starting point together.
Oh, yeah. I've been doing this for a long time, ever since my children were born. I needed to investigate vaccines and find out if they were the real deal or they were problematic, and that's how it all started back then.
Well, not only did you find it to be problematic, but you have written about it, you have blogged about it, you have lectured about it, you're speaking about it right now, and you're going to be with me at the Homeoprophylaxis Seminar, a worldwide choice for disease prevention in Dallas, Texas, October 2nd through 4th. And those of you who don't know, also, Dr. Andrew Wakefield will be with us as well. And, Neil, I'm certainly thrilled to be able to connect with you when we're there.
Well, thanks, Robert. I've heard about you and knew about your great work, but I've never met you either, so I look forward to meeting up with you at this conference.
So you're presenting as well, I understand, yes?
I'm going to be discussing studies, vaccine, the latest vaccine research. I just come out with a new book, and in that book I summarize 400 studies that are critical of vaccines. A lot of people don't realize that there are many, many peer-reviewed studies that document the safety and efficacy deficits associated with vaccination. And at this conference, I've been allotted an hour and a half, 90 minutes, to discuss my research. So I've got a great PowerPoint presentation planned, and I hope everyone listening to this telecast right now can get out to that conference in Dallas in October.
You will be extraordinarily empowered with information that you probably haven't seen in other places. And, you know, we've obviously spotlighted folks that have done a lot of research, like Dr. Sherry Tenpenny and others. But, Neil, I'm impressed with your amount of not only knowledge, but what you've written and what you put out there and this new book as well. I encourage everybody to read. Again, linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. So there is a deficit. We talk about that. We joke about there's no such thing as a vaccine deficiency disease. And the only deficiency is in our knowledge base, if you will, of the lack of safety, if you will, lack of efficacy on these things.
Not just that, but I've got in my new book and what I'm going to be discussing at the conference is several studies that have documented that natural infections are actually protective against cancers in later life. Not only are natural infections protective against cancers, but this year, just a couple of months ago, A great Japanese study just came out where they studied over a period of several years. They studied the effect that people that catch natural measles and mumps, they are protected. When you catch measles and mumps in childhood, you're actually protected against fatal heart attacks and strokes in adulthood. So. And this was a study that was conducted not only over many years, but was conducted over thousands, you know, it was the population that they studied was thousands of people. So this is very significant because not only do the vaccines cause various types of problems where, you know, autoimmune disorders, neurological disorders, neurodevelopmental disorders, and things of this nature, But they actually are taking away the protective benefits against cancers in later life. There's many, for example, women that contract mumps in childhood are protected, significantly protected against ovarian cancer later in life. Vaccines also protect against leukemia, Hodgkin's disease. There are multiple peer-reviewed studies that most people are not aware of. These are published in very prestigious medical journals, but you just don't hear about it in the general media.
Yeah, and who knew about it before the journals did? Homeopaths. Have we been saying this for 200 plus years? That suppressing the expression of disease creates deeper disease, and that would include something like cancer. So when we work with you, and this is kind of the information that we'll be able to reveal that weekend that rarely is heard on American soil anymore, the basis for which, you know, a lot of the studies you put out there and are going to present will give people it's like they've been living on a completely different planet. The way that modern allopathic suppression medicine has dominated for the last 100-150 years or so, but certainly 100, from Flexner Report to Obamacare and beyond, the absolute insanity of our system of suppression of symptoms as if that is the way to prevent disease.
Not only is it as though we're living on a different planet, but if you do an analysis of children that have been vaccinated compared to unvaccinated children, you're going to find that that's also like living on a different planet, because the differences are very obvious. And much of that is documented in the medical literature as well. For example, I co-authored a medical study with Dr. Gary Goldman, and he and I looked at children that took vaccines, and we wanted to compare what happens when children take one vaccine versus two vaccines versus three vaccines, four, five, six, seven, and eight vaccines simultaneously, okay? Because a lot of people don't realize that at 2, 4, and 6 months of age, children in the United States, Canada, Australia, and many other developed nations are receiving eight vaccines simultaneously. These are drugs. These are eight drugs simultaneously. And I ask parents, when's the last time you took eight drugs at the same time? And mm-hmm. if you did take eight drugs at the same time, would you be more surprised if you did or did not have an adverse reaction? Well, lo and behold, what we found in our study was that children that receive eight vaccines are statistically significantly more likely to end up in the hospital or to die after they receive those eight vaccines simultaneously than children that receive seven vaccines at the same time. And children that receive seven vaccines at the same time are statistically significantly more likely to end up hospitalized or to die after those vaccines than children that receive six vaccines simultaneously. And this is another study, was published in a peer-reviewed journal. I co-authored it, like I said, with Dr. Gary Goldman, and I will be summarizing more of that study at this homeopathic prophylaxis conference in Dallas from October 2nd to October 4th.
I'm already, like, in the front seat, man. I'm just waiting for you, Neil. Fantastic. What you're already relating. It's very exciting. And we have the book linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, the new book, Miller's Review of Critical Vaccine Studies, 400 Important Scientific Papers Summarized for Patients and Researchers, by Neil Z. Miller, with a foreword by Gary Goldman, Ph.D. Very, very exciting. This is a conference not to miss. This is not, you know, I've been to many conferences over the years on American soil, on the United States, and even North America. Very rarely, if ever, that I've found one that is this focused on the topic we're discussing right now. Plus, I'll get into the use, and others will, on the scientific basis as well as the clinical basis for the use of homeopathic nose oats, which is very shocking, because once people realize there are other options. And I'm not even arguing that they're necessary for prevention of disease, but we are so programmed to believe we have to do something that there is a basis for utilization of these nozos, these homeopathic preparations of disease processes, if you will, of disease substances in the body safely turned into a homeopathic medicine. But that's another story for another day. I'll talk more about that at the conference as well. Now, Neil, this event, as we mentioned, we've got a number of others coming from all over the world. In fact, I think from Australia, from England, maybe even Germany. And Cilla Whatcott, who is on here, has been inspired to do this. And I said, Cilla, well, you know what you're getting into here? Because this is revolutionary and groundbreaking in an arena so dominated by suppression of this kind of information. And she was just not dissuaded at all. Not what I wanted to sway her from not doing it, but I realized that this is so phenomenal. I don't know if people realize how phenomenal it is, what it is they're going to hear.
Well, I know that in England, I believe that homeopathy had its inception and was more accepted. Even today, I believe it's a little bit more accepted than it is here in the United States. And what Cilla Whatcott is doing in organizing this conference, it takes a lot of courage and a lot of guts.
Yes.
And I also have to say that the same thing for Dr. Andy Wakefield,
yeah,
because he's probably going to catch a lot of flack once the word gets out that he's also making a presentation at the conference.
Of course, Neil, he's not talking
about homeopathy. His discussion will be on vaccines.
Vaccines, yeah, and GI issues. We've had him on many times. And, you know, as much flack as he's gotten, I think it'll be like, you know, water off of a duck's back at this point, you know, for him. But I recognize that there are many physicians that I would like to invite that are out there that you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. You know you do. You can't get enough of it. And it's not about me. It's about the information we're able to relate to your, even to your patients, that if you were to utter these words, you might lose your license. But you must, simply must learn about this, because inevitably the vaccine industrial complex is going to crumble. It's struggling right now to contain this kind of information that Neil Miller has been able to reveal to you and others that we've talked about over the years here. And inevitably, your patients, if you're not up on this, they're going to go elsewhere. And I don't want them necessarily to do so, especially if you're open to doing these things that will actually support the immune system development rather than to squash it and destroy it.
Well, there are more and more medical doctors that are coming along. In fact, I've got this, my latest book, Miller's Review of Critical Vaccine Studies. I've got seven medical doctors that have endorsed that, have reviewed, positively reviewed and endorsed the book. So a lot of people believe that there are very few medical doctors that are opposed to vaccines or speak out against vaccines, but there are hundreds of doctors, medical doctors, doctors of osteopathy and all sorts of other naturopaths, of course, and, of course, chiropractors. But medical doctors, the problem that they're having right now is if you're not a medical doctor, you're told to shut up, that you have no credibility to speak about these things. And if you are a medical doctor and do speak out against these things, they try to pull your license.
Exactly. All right. It's a rock and a hard place. Damned if you do, damned if you don't. No. By not doing anything, you are a party to a Holocaust. A Holocaust of assault on innocent babies, children, and even adults and our elders with the attack of a flu shot, much less vaccines like shingles for chickenpox later in life. We'll talk more with Neil Z. Miller after this break. Go to the links at robertscottbell.com. This is the place where health, freedom, and healing liberty lives.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
In the health world, to the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Wow, listen to the speaker lineup. October 2nd, that's the Friday of the event in Dallas, Texas. And Dr. Isaac Golden's opening up, a researcher in homeoprophylaxis from Australia. And then Alan Phillips, our good friend, attorney, talking about vaccine legal exemptions. And then somehow they invited me to this event. I'll be speaking on nozodes for prevention and also detox and other adjunct therapies to prevent disease without suppressing the immune system or the disease process that is actually healthful. We've got more. Neil Miller's coming up the second day, Saturday. And I can't wait to hear your presentation, Neil. I can already tell, man, you're just knocking it out of the park.
Oh,
and
we're
going
to rock it, baby.
Yeah, yeah. And I mentioned the disaster that is the shingles and chickenpox vaccine. You've got even more on that.
Oh, well, yeah. I worked with Dr. Gary Goldman. He's an expert on the varicella vaccine. For 7 years, he actually worked for the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And this was just when they were introducing the chickenpox vaccine. They hired Dr. Gary Goldman to put all the data into a database and to study it and to see what was actually happening, how the introduction of the chickenpox vaccine would alter the epidemiology of the chickenpox virus. And what Dr. Gary Goldman found was that every time he published something that was positive against positive about the findings, the CDC was happy about that. But Dr. Goldman discovered that the chickenpox vaccine was decreasing cases of chickenpox, but increasing cases of shingles. And shingles is a much more serious disease. It causes much more hospitalizations and even deaths. And it's a very painful disease. And he tried to publish that information, and the CDC suppressed him from, stopped him from doing that. And he then quit the CDC, and it was engaged in a lawsuit for a period of time. Finally, won that lawsuit and was able to publish his data. And I summarize not only Dr. Goldman's various studies on the chickenpox vaccine and how it's increased shingles cases, but several other studies on chickenpox and shingles as well.
Yeah, and this is the kind of information that necessitated a whistleblower status for this William Thompson at CDC. And, of course, Dr. Wakefield will be there with an update on it. Brian Hooker is someone who is also going to be speaking at the National Health Freedom Coalition annual event up in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and that's going to be later in October, the 18th through the 20th, I believe. And I'll be there for that as well. But you're right. You know, the very fact that you can get, and our kids, when we found out chickenpox was around, we got them over to get chickenpox as early as possible. We made sure of it. And, you know, chickenpox is a mild eruptive disease in childhood that, very rarely any complications. And, of course, complications are associated with immunocompromised children, toxic children. But that's not something acknowledged, unfortunately, in the allopathic community, even if they might know it. And then,
well, chickenpox,
of course,
also, if your kids catch chickenpox, they are actually significantly protected in later life against coronary heart disease. So, and that was also a very large study that just got published recently, confirming that. So your kids have that benefit. All these kids that are getting vaccinated against chickenpox, they don't have that benefit.
Right.
And plus that vaccine, it wears out after a short period of time. And these kids that are being vaccinated against chickenpox are still contracting chickenpox. And another thing that a lot of people don't realize, because there's studies now, for example, with measles, that they're showing that the people that have been fully vaccinated against measles can actually transmit measles to other fully vaccinated people. So this, the implications of this are really grand, because this indicates that this concept of herd immunity is not really possible with that. Herd immunity is not possible is when you look at the pertussis vaccine, it's caused the pertussis microorganisms to mutate. They've become more virulent, and they've evaded through evolutionary adaptation. They've evaded the vaccine. They've become more virulent, and they have changed their form so that the vaccine no longer protects against these new forms of the microorganism.
Right. Neil Miller, we look forward so much to seeing you. You're worth the price of admission right there. Everybody, you got to come join us October 2nd through 4th. Dallas, Texas. Neil, we'll have you on again.
Thanks, Robert. I appreciate it.
Yeah, check out his new book, Miller's Review of Critical Vaccine Studies. Ty Bollinger coming up next as we go outside the box. Why do we do it? Well, it's simple. It's because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott,
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissue should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.